By the time Vistara and Ben were finally ushered in to meet High Lord Ivar Warkon, better known to the Galactic Alliance as Senator Cameron Suldar, there was no longer enough time to set up the Kefasho steamer. Only 2 minutes remained before the first attacks of the battle were scheduled to begin. And that meant they had drifted completely into the sphere of combat improvisation. That was just fine with Vistara. She had been trained to be unpredictable when she fought, and sometimes the only way to do that was to toss the plan aside. Vistara was surprised to see the senator's private office furnished sparsely but elegantly in blatant Kashiri style, with sculptures of ropey glass resting on display tables throughout the room. The pieces were done in a new style known as Flying Storm back on Kesh, and they usually depicted a hurricane or cyclone rolling over an alien landscape. To the initiated, at least, the conquest symbology was clear, and Vistara found herself shaking her head at its open display. It was the kind of arrogance that would be the Sith's greatest vulnerability in the coming war. Her people simply did not understand how dangerous the Jedi truly were, or how determined the Masters were to destroy the lost tribe of the Sith. Warkon's red-headed assistant motioned Vistara and Ben toward a clear spot in the center of the room, then followed close behind as Ben pushed the float pallet forward. When two more red-caped guards stepped out of a corner and fell in behind them, Vistara knew it had been her ploy. The silent, "I'm Vistara Kai," she had secretly mouthed to the guard in the page's closet that had finally won them admittance. She was taking a terrible risk exposing her identity like that, but she wanted to be sure that Luke Skywalker killed Warkon, and that meant getting herself and Ben into the High Lord's office. Ben stopped the float pallet at the indicated location, then drew his shoulders square and stood at attention. Warkon studied the pallet from behind a large glass desk at the far end of the room. He was a distinguished-looking man, with dark hair and darker eyes. Though Vistara had not revealed this to the Jedi's mission planners, she had met the High Lord once before, back on Kesh, when she had been summoned to become Lady Rhea's apprentice. He had struck her as a cunning and observant man, and the venom in his gaze suggested that he had seen through her disguise and confirmed her identity for himself. Finally, Warkon gestured toward the tray in Vistara's hands, using the Force to summon the small envelope she was carrying. Ben let out a gasp of surprise that managed to sound spontaneous enough to be credible. Had Warkon and his fellow imposters not already known that they were looking at a pair of spies, the act might have fooled them. As it was, two of the High Lord's bodyguards were on Ben before his mouth closed, one holding the heavy curved blade of a glass parang to his throat, while the other pressed the emitter nozzle of an unlit lightsaber to his back. In the same instant, Vistara felt the sharp tip of a shikar pricking the flesh over her left kidney. "Not a word, traitor," the redhead warned. "Don't even flinch." Vistara obeyed, watching in silence as Warkon inspected the envelope for signs of poison. By now, Luke Skywalker would be starting across the visitor's parlor with the other two members of the assault team. It would take them less than a minute to overpower the sentries in the outer office and reach the security door. Yet even 30 seconds was a long time for Vistara and Ben to survive as unarmed captives, and the safe thing would have been to abort the operation back in the page's closet when it grew apparent they weren't going to be admitted before the Jedi surprise attack began.